This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The National Union of Public Workers defends their right to meet with members at places of employment. Barbados to become a business hub for a regional airline. The BDF seeks to build out its field medical team to acquire international status. A $9.8 million project has been launched to upgrade St. Lucia's healthcare system, and Russia and Ukraine have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, is making it clear that trade unions have the right to visit workers at their workplaces and hear their concerns. This follows an incident where an industrial officer from the NUPW was asked to leave the compound of the St. Giles Primary School yesterday after responding to a call from some of its members. The NUPW represents a number of auxiliary staff at the institution who, along with teachers, have complained about issues there. Briefing the media outside of the school's premises, Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Waldron, said he went to meet with management after being informed about the situation.
We had cordial discussions and a clear understanding that union has a clear role to promote, rightfully represents workers. And it just caused to notify the principal. We knew we have to enter at reasonable times. We won't disrupt the process of work, but because of the plague environmental problems, business would have come here to do a follow-up. I think we have a clear understanding for that. Yes, we would enjoy that professional relationship where we can come and continue to deal with the issues that affect the staff here, the staff that are unionized with us.
He explained that the law makes provisions for unions to visit its members at their workplaces.
We don't anticipate there should be any question or arising about the right of any training officer to come and execute their duties. We have the Trade Union Act, Cap 361. You also have the General Orders that makes provisions for our trade union activities. So I think we are clear that legitimately we are here, but we accept the fact that once we come onto the premises, we report the principal. What we don't subscribe to do is that we don't have to go training red tape to contact the ministry to visit a school. The status quo to facilitate trade unionists to get things done was always, if you're just doing a normal visit and not holding a meeting to suspend work, is that you just inform the principal and she allow you to visit your membership.
Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Carrie Simmons, says Barbados will soon become a business hub for regional airline Inter-Caribbean Airways. Speaking during a press conference following the inaugural flight between Barbados and Jamaica, the minister said that the airline has solved some major connectivity issues for the island.
Our partnership with Inter-Caribbean continues to grow, and that in the plans which now exist and which will be unfolded more fully for public purposes in the not-too-distant future, we will see this little island becoming something of a hub for the business of Inter-Caribbean in this region. And again, that is a wonderful spirit of partnership, and I want to laud that and to laud the commitment that you continue to show, and more importantly, the confidence that you continue to demonstrate in Barbados as a market and as a place to do business.
He says Barbados is also set to become a logistical hub for the Southern Caribbean.
In a few weeks' time, we will host a global conference here, UNCTAD, and that global conference will have as one of its thematic areas the question of logistics. And again, this country is positioning itself as a logistical hub for the Southern Caribbean. And I have absolutely no doubt that Inter-Caribbean will play a meaningful part in that process as well. And above and beyond that, of course, shortly after that, we will have World Cup cricket where we will host the finals. And again, part of what we must do is to move the people of this region so that we can enjoy the sports of the region and the hospitality that each country has to offer.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Carrie Simmons. The Barbados Defense Force is calling for volunteers to join its field medical team. The BDF is being required to increase its staff to receive type 2 status, which will allow them to be deployed to international countries to provide aid during major events such as natural disasters. The efforts are in support of the Caribbean Public Health Agency. Speaking at a news briefing at the National Stadium, the executive officer in charge of the FMT, Lieutenant Coast Guard Anderson Goodrich, said that people from all career paths are welcome.
We are actually in the process of seeking more volunteers from across diverse professionalisms. We are speaking of nurses, doctors, plumbers, electricians, you name it, to join the FMT. So at present, we have approximately 189, and recently we have brought on board about 45 persons to join the FMT. So as many as we can get, we are not sticking to any particular number. If we can get persons coming in, let's say 5 lab techs, 6 doctors, we will take them all because we need to build up the FMT as relates for our preparation for our verification to a Type 2 field medical hospital.
Meantime, Medical Liaison Officer with the Barbados Defense Force, Major David Clark, further explained what the new classification would mean.
We are at present classified as a Type 1, and we were classified by the World Health Organization in September 2019. And every 5 years, you have to go through a reclassification exercise. And we're in the process of preparing for our reclassification, but we also want to do our Type 2 accreditation, which will make us a general hospital. At present, we're classified as what we would know in Barbados as a polyclinic, our outpatients clinic, and our Type 2 classification would be basically the equivalent of a general hospital offering surgical services.
Medical Liaison Officer with the Barbados Defense Force, Major David Clark. Young people got to add their voices to the issue of substance abuse as the National Council on Substance Abuse hosted its first ever secondary school's speech contest. 26 fourth and fifth form students from both private and other secondary schools participated in the competition, which started in December, with 12 making it to the finals held yesterday at Solidarity House. Speaking during the opening ceremony, Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Home Affairs and Information, Kathy Shepherd, stressed the importance of young people having a say on a topic that impacts them.
Also of note is the lived experiences of our young people. They don't have to go in search of the problem. For some, they live within the problem. They see when drug use goes from casual use to problematic use. They feel the pain of loss due to untreated substance use, disorders among family members, or incarceration due to drug-related offenses within their families. They know it, they live it, they feel it. Unfortunately for some, even with those negative outcomes present in their lives, they find themselves conflicted about drug abuse as they are also exposed to social media messages which glamorize it.
Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Home Affairs and Information, Kathy Shepherd. The Caribbean Development Bank has received a $9.8 million US loan to begin upgrades to the St. Lucia Health System. The funds were secured through the European Investment Bank. This was announced at a ceremony yesterday where it was said that approximately $2 million will go towards purchasing critical medical equipment such as ventilators, X-ray machines, ultrasound devices, dental and eye care equipment. Another $3 million will be allocated for improvements at 5 healthcare facilities. And finally, Russia and Ukraine have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war. The Russian Ministry of Defense said in a statement 100 Russian service members were exchanged for 100 members of the Ukrainian armed forces following negotiations that were mediated by the United Arab Emirates. The ministry says it freed servicemen would be flown back by Russian Air Force and given medical and psychological assistance. Recapping the headlines, the National Union of Public Workers defends their right to meet with members at places of employment. Barbados to become a business hub for a regional airline. The BDF seeks to build out its field medical team to acquire international status. A $9.8 million project has been launched to upgrade St. Lucia's healthcare system. And Russia and Ukraine have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.